Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some local health systems and their doctors working together in hopes of getting large-scale drug trials for COVID-19 in Southeast Michigan. One of the doctors involved is Dr. Brian O'Neill, specialist and chief of emergency medicine at the Detroit Medical Center. And Dr. O'Neill joins us live. And good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning.
So can you explain what this process involves?
Well, what we're doing is each one of us has a research infrastructure. And what we're going to do is put together a consortium to increase our reach. As we're working from home and as these people come in very quickly, it's really important that we put our resources together and try and fight this. Because right now, all we're doing is supporting the patients to the point where they basically take care of themselves. What we need to do is get some treatments that are effective.
So what's so interesting is that there are researchers from competing hospital systems working together. And does this happen often?
Well, I don't know if I would call them competing. I think that we have a group that has worked together in the past and has had significant collaboration. But when it comes to a pandemic like this, we are all in this together. So we are going to put all of our resources together to try and stop this pandemic.
So how does it help this after the trials are done here or somewhere else? I mean, does this put Michigan on the map?
Well, I would say Michigan's already on the map. But I think what we are, essentially, the fifth or sixth county that has the most COVID cases, that we have an opportunity to significantly move the scientific literature forward and try and find a treatment to stem this pandemic.
Okay, so I guess the big question is, how long will it take to develop the trial, and then how long until a drug could be viable?
Isn't that the million-dollar question?
It is, isn't it?
So the FDA is trying to fast-track whatever they can fast-track, but, you know, large organizations are not nimble. We are pushing through some medications that are out there that be used for other things, so it's not a new medication. So there's novel use of previous medications like angiotensin receptor blockers or, things that are used for tapeworms, things that are used for antifungals, and actually something that's been used a long time ago, which is convalescent serum to try and actually treat patients that are the sickest.
Okay, so you are a doctor. Have you ever experienced anything like this?
So H1N1 was tough in 2008 and 2009, but it didn't have this breadth. It didn't. It affected a smaller population. It didn't seem to be as virulent. It wasn't as easily transmitted. But those patients that did get H1N1 were very sick. So very similar to that, although the scale is much larger.
Okay. And, you know, we've heard constantly that the coronavirus is really affecting older people with underlying health conditions, but it seems more and more we're hearing of younger people being affected and even dying. So can you kind of set the record straight on that?
So this is the record. So the patients that are older are going to have a higher mortality rate. So older patients, more comorbidities, have a higher mortality rate. Anybody can get sick with this. This is your own immune system that's gone awry, that's attacking a virus. Anybody can get it. The very young seem to be, for some reason, not as affected. So the children are not as affected. But anybody from 20 on can be very sick. We have 30, 40-year-olds, otherwise healthy, physicians on ventilators. This is not an old person's disease. Old people have a higher mortality rate, but anybody can get very sick.
Okay, so I guess that leads us to ask, I mean, we've heard the symptoms, but can you tell us those one more time?
So the symptoms vary. Often, I mean, the patients that I've seen come in, shortness of breath is a big thing, but they can be, they don't always say shortness of breath. Fatigue, I'm tired, I have no appetite, cough, low-grade fever, myalgia. Some of the symptoms are fairly slow to come on, so the onset is not fast. But the thing that really drives this and separates it from many of the other viral illnesses out there is the shortness of breath, and actually start to get pulmonary edema. They get fluid within their lungs, and that's what causes the shortness of breath.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, we have been speaking to Dr. Brian O'Neill, Specialist in Chief of Emergency Medicine at the Detroit Medical Center.